January 27, the Daily Stoic. The three areas of training. There are three areas in which the person who would be wise and good must be trained. The first has to do with desires and aversions. That a person may never miss the mark in desires or fall into what repels them. The second has to do with impulses to act and not to act. And more broadly, with the duty that a person may act deliberately for good reasons and not carelessly. The third has to do with freedom from deception and composure and the whole area of judgment, the assent our mind gives to its perceptions. Of these areas, the chief and most urgent is the first, which has to do with the passions. For strong emotions arise only when we fail in our desires and aversions. Epictetus Discourses 3.2.1 through 3a. Today, let's focus on the three areas of training that Epictetus laid out for us. First, we must consider that we should desire and what we should be adverse to. Why? So that we want what is good and avoid what is bad. It's not enough to just listen to your body, because our attractions often lead us astray. Next, we must examine our impulses to act, that is, our motivations. Are we doing things for the right reasons, or do we act because we haven't stopped to think, or do we believe that we have to do something? Finally, there is our judgment. Our ability to see things clearly and properly comes when we use our great gift from nature, reason. These are three distinct areas of training, but in practice they are A Year with C.S. Lewis. Being good. Even the best Christian that ever lived is not acting on his own steam. He is only nourishing or protecting a life he could never have acquired by his own efforts. And that has practical consequences. As long as the natural life is in your body, it will do a lot towards repairing that body. Cut it, and up to a point, it will heal, as a dead body would not. A live body is not one that never gets hurt, but one that can, to some extent, repair itself. In the same way, a Christian is not a man who never goes wrong, but a man who is enabled to repent and pick himself up and begin over again after each stumble, because the Christ life is inside him, repairing him all the time, enabling him to repeat, in some degree, the kind of voluntary death which Christ himself carried out. That is why the Christian is in a different position from other people who are trying to be good. They hope, by being good, to please God if there is one, or if they think there is not, at least they hope to deserve approval for and from good men. But the Christian thinks any good he does comes from the Christ life inside him. He does not think God will love us because we are good, but the Jesus calling. Trust is a golden pathway to heaven. When you walk on this path, you live above your circumstances. His glorious light shines more brightly on those who follow this path of life. Dare to walk on the high road with him, for it is the most direct route to heaven. The low road is circuitous. Circuitous.